I'm Neil Carter, the pastor at Rocky River Presbyterian Church. Thank you for joining us through our podcast. And let me extend a personal invitation as well to join us at RRPC in person Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. This season in the church is a rather odd time. We call it ordinary time, a time where there is no real special celebration like Advent, Christmas, or Easter. Some find it difficult to speak of time and faith as ordinary. But if you think about it, we have a lot of ordinary days in our lives. Even still, God is the God of special days, and God is the God of ordinary days. So come journey with us. May you be renewed and empowered, comforted, and challenged as we listen to and for God's Word together today.
Hi, welcome to Rocky River Presbyterian Church and our Wednesday evening devotional time. It's a time where we have Bible study. We look at the passage that we'll be using Sunday morning in worship, our time together. This week, we're continuing on in Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. Now, there's a lot of good material in this passage. Certain things like, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice, and whatever is true and whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Those are wonderful passages. But the verse I want to look at this evening is verse 6, where Paul tells them, but do not worry about anything. Now, Paul's in prison when he writes this, on his way to Rome to be tried and probably killed. He has a lot of things to worry about, really, when it comes right down to it. But instead of worry, Paul says, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. In and of itself, this verse would be a quaint line for a cross-stitch pillow. But in its reality, the real circumstance in which it's written, Paul, on his way to die for his faith, is anything but quaint. Even still, he tells them not to worry. Instead, keep asking, keep praying, keep making yourself known to God, revealing what you really want before the Lord. No matter what comes their way, keep praying. That is what they are called to do. Paul does not assure his congregation that they will be lifted out of their situation, that they will be void and immune from the circumstances that surround them. Because when you think about it, neither was Jesus when he died on the cross. You know, there are plenty of things that lunge at us each day, as individuals, as families, as communities, as the world, as congregations, that could cause us to worry. The difficulties of life, pandemics, finances, job loss, family concerns, illness, you name them, they're there. I think we all know that. They're far beyond our control. Paul, from his jail cell this evening, reminds us, surrounded by all the issues that could cause him worry, to keep praying, to keep asking, to keep thanking God, to keep making our requests known. He does not assure us that we will be delivered from the issues that could cause us worry. He does, however, assure us that the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, will guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And you know, being in Christ, that's not such a bad place to be. Thanks for being with us this Wednesday evening for our time of devotion and Bible study. Remember, be safe, be well, and be the church.